I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Episode 10, and we'll be back. But when? I'm Richie Firth, and I hack travel.
What an emotional, massive day this is for us.
Yes, isn't it ever? First, we vaccinate and then we hacktivate. Chris, give us some news.
I went to my local Hindu temple today and it's weird, yeah? I've flown all the way around the world and visited Hindu temples and never visited one in East London where I live. And I was made to feel most welcome and I joined a short but socially distanced queue and I got AstraZeneca'd.
Fantastic. This is great news.
Part one is there. I am vaccinated and ready, subject to second dose and all that, to hacktivate.
It's exciting times, Chris. We have made our way through two series of Richie Firth Travel Hacker, where all we've been able to do is do fantasy hacks. And now, with your vaccination and me, hopefully at some point, getting one as well, we will be able to get out and actually hacktivate.
It feels quite poignant on the last episode of the season for that to have happened. I mean, and at the very worst, Rich, yeah, the next season could be you sat in your room and us on a Zoom call whilst I show you round where I visited on the phone.
Very, very true. Hey, look, we're excited about season four and we're only still ending season three as you listen right now. But if you've got an idea of a hack that you want us to actually go out and do, travelhackerpodcast@gmail.com. Email them through right now because we're going to be in a position to do it. Maybe with your Patreon money as well. Become a Patreon of this podcast. Patreon.com/travelhacker. That's where to give us your money. I don't want to sound like Bob Geldof, but we need it and we need it now.
Give us your fucking money.
He never said that. It's one of the biggest misnomers of our time. Bob Geldof doesn't swear.
Is that true?
That is true.
Doesn't or didn't?
One of the two.
Anyway. I mean, if I was to like, you know, bump into Bob Geldof in my local Tesco, mm-hmm, and I was to say, "See you next Tuesday" is a swear word. Yeah, mm-hmm. What does it mean? And he wouldn't say.
He wouldn't understand what you're on about.
Well, that's probably
true. Doesn't have it in his vocabulary. He's Irish.
Okay. Speaking as an Irishman, I think we can outswear the English 6 days a week, but definitely not on a Sunday.
Coming up in the final episode of season three of Richie Firth Travel Hacker. Oh, this is shit. I'm dizzy. I want to get off. A cold wind wallops cocks. Harder, Chris. Harder. It's 19 foot long. Right, we should say hello at this point to our new patrons. They keep on joining. Terry. Hello, Terry. Thanks very much for parting with your hard-earned cash and becoming a patriot. And also to No Username. Is this seriously how they've actually entered us? They've joined Patreon?
A deliberate choice. And I think the fact that they've put it in as No Username, as opposed to just leaving it blank, means I think it's the first instance of a deliberate joke name.
We'll take joke names. The money's the most important thing.
I actually would see it as a little bit of a challenge. who can become a patriot with the jokiest joke name?
Go on, Prince Philip. Christopher, let's get underway with our first hack of the night.
This first one, Rich, I'm going to read it out to you.
Mm-hmm.
My gut tells me we shouldn't do it.
I think
even for us, this is too bad.
Okay.
But I'm gonna let your names on the door, so you decide. Hi, Flap and Jack.
Good start.
I'm laughing before I even read this again. It's so bad. About 5 years ago, when travelling back from Toronto to Heathrow via Amsterdam, big journey, I managed, and I quote, to do a shit in each airport. This wasn't my intention, and admittedly, I had a bit of a dicky tummy.
Okay.
Do you think this number of countries could be bettered, and how would you do it? Thanks, Mike. Rich.
I kind of want to answer it.
Rich. He's basically, for a start, that's a long journey, and I don't think it's beyond the realms of comprehension that you would take a dump in all three airports.
Yeah, it's a fair point.
One, I don't think it's that spectacular. Two, it's gross.
Three, I'd like to point out that having been criticised last week for providing a ridiculous around-the-world route to go from St. Clara to Vladivostok, I'd like to point out that he's flown from Toronto past London to Amsterdam and then gone back. All right, so you weren't having a go at him.
Yeah, okay, but you know, you did this and I embraced it when you talked about flying via Lisbon to the US to go. Look, as far as I'm concerned, if this show has taught me anything, if your trip from London to Manchester has taught us anything, going in a straight line ain't always the best way.
Very good point, and I'll take that. I'm going to answer his question quickly. I think it's going to be harder than he thinks, because it's very difficult to shit on purpose.
Can we please now move on?
No, think about it, all right? This guy, if he wants to break the record, he's going to hang around, because you can't just sit on a toilet and say to your body, shit. It doesn't happen like that.
Like I'm fighting the urge to engage.
So's the shit.
I'm out. I'm just not doing it. I'm just not getting involved.
I've broken him. If you'd like to become my co-host for Richie Firth Travel Hacker Season 4.
If you have a high tolerance for discussing how many countries you can crap in one journey, send your name in a CV.
Careful, I'll end up co-hosting with my wife. Right, let's take an advert. No, let's not. Let's move on. there won't be a commercial message after that. Let's go on to our second hack of the night.
Dear Whitney and Kevin.
Better.
Lockdown has taken a toll on our waistlines, but as we open up, we'll all want to experience the joy of the British countryside in a carbon neutral way. I might want to take up cycling, and I want to get moving, but without too much unpleasant effort. So I want to know, what is the longest road journey I can take in the UK on a bike without pedalling? Not the fastest, but the longest continual downward slope. And how long would it take? Works for scooter or skateboard too, of course. Love the show, Clive.
Clive, I mean, you're getting a round of applause from Chris. It's a great hack. This is in your wheelhouse. You are Mr. Bike. Every single hack that we try and do, you'll always give us a bike option. So I'm expecting you to thunder in with a fantastic answer in a minute. I do have an answer. I've had to research. It's a little bit route one, but I'll take it away, and then House of Commons style, I will sit down and defer to my honourable gentleman. That's you in this case.
Thank you, Rich.
I'm going to take you to Crag Vale, he says. There's nodding.
There is a
nodding
big
over
nod.
The
well
Zoom
done.
Call. Crag Vale, 968 feet of climbing in 5.5 miles. So in the case of what Clive is after, that's 968 feet of descent in 5.5 miles. That is an average gradient of 3% over 5.5 miles. So it's not the steepest in the world.
Nope.
It's not the steepest in the UK, most likely, but it will be the longest gradual descent that you will find. Now, where's Crag Vale, you're asking? It's in West Yorkshire. Tiny little place, got a population of 650, according to the most recent census that was done before the one that we've all done more recently. But it does have credentials. It was used for the Grand Départ for the 2014 Tour de France when that started in Yorkshire. So it's got great cycling credibility and it has a world record. Because for that Grand Départ in 2014, the good folk of Yorkshire decided they would put some bunting up for the course. They bunted the entire 5.5 miles of the descent of Crag Vale, making it a world record for the longest piece of bunting.
I mean, look, that is absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
Crag Vale is, I think, the correct answer in the UK.
Thank you.
It's 5.3 miles, roughly 8 kilometres, with a gentle descent like that. You could.
So, in cycling terms, Chris, is that considered a gentle descent?
3% average is. Yeah, I mean, it's enough to keep rolling. It's like you'd probably want to, you know, get some speed up going into it, and then you could largely, like, I know it says the maximum gradient is 7%, which is genuinely quite steep for cycling,
right?
You know, if there really is a total of 5.3 miles for that, the eight kilometers that you could easily, without pedaling, be doing 20 kilometers an hour on.
So how long is that ride?
Well, look, do you want me to leave you to do the maths? I've set you up there.
Give me the maths one more time and I'm going to do it without a calculator.
Okay. You'd be going at roughly, I mean, I'm going to be sort of very loose here. Let's say 20k an hour. I think you could go quicker and much quicker in some parts, much, much quicker. But let's say he didn't want to pedal at all. So he's got a gentle start and it's 8 kilometres.
Give or take 25 minutes.
Yeah.
That's really cool. A 25-minute roll.
Yeah. I mean,
that's
like,
great.
Again,
that's
you
longer
could do
than
it in
I
a
thought.
Fraction of the time, but that wasn't what he wanted us to do, is it?
No. But, I mean, you know, if he's got an Apple Watch, for example, your exercise ring's completed after half an hour, so you're on the bike for 25 minutes. Although you're probably not exercising if you're just rolling.
Yeah. No, there's no heart rate work going into that.
There's not. It's just scenery.
Yeah.
I like that.
Did you consult a fantastic website that I'm a big fan of, cyclinguphill.com?
No, that sounds like some kind of sex site.
I mean, for me, it kind of is. recommended. It's got a couple of hundred climbs in it.
I didn't look at cycling uphill because this was all about rolling downhill.
Yeah, I guess, you know, my research was born of the same concept, really.
True. I guess, yeah, one person's uphill is another person's downhill.
I can't remember what complimentary term you paid to me at the start of this hack, but you assumed I might have something else to offer.
I referred to you as my honourable gentleman, and I am now sat down on the green House of Commons sofa opposite you. You have the floor.
So I agree with you. It is the UK's best. But I thought I'd just look a little bit further afield and see like what Europe's best was.
Okay.
And how significantly that compared.
I'm imagining you're going to one of the stages of the Tour de France, surely.
Actually, no.
Oh. Giro d'Italia. I know my cycling.
Yeah, well done, but actually, no.
Oh, okay. Somewhere you've played cricket.
For once, no.
I miss you, Christopher.
Do you know where Mount Tidy is?
That doesn't exist.
Canary Islands, T-E-I-D-E, Canary Islands.
Is that one of the volcanic ones?
It is.
Oh dear.
And Mount Tidy, I have actually been up there. I believe, if I'm correct, it's where they shot. I want to say large parts of Planet of the Apes, but I think they did some spaghetti westerns there as well. Anyway, really interesting place to see, quite barren. And it has the longest continuous climb, aka descent, in Europe. 36.7 kilometres consecutively down.
Wow. That's longer than the 8 kilometres of Crag Vale. Bit pitiful, really.
It's quite a quick one as well.
Okay, give me some. I like the maths of the last one, so I want to do this again.
It's a 6%. Okay, so it's a 6% gradient, yeah? So yeah. you would be going quicker than 20k, I expect. In fact, you'd even freewheeling on this, because it's 6%, you'd probably want to break at times.
Bloody hell, right.
But let's just say the 20k again, to use the same speed as the last one.
Yeah.
36 kilometres at 20k an hour.
I'd say about an hour and 25 of rolling.
Nearer 2 hours, but still.
Really?
Yeah, because 40k at 20k an hour would be...
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
It's not a maths podcast. 2 hours. I did well earlier.
Exactly.
Okay, all right.
So this would be, you know, maybe an hour 45.
Wow. That's amazing.
Isn't it?
Crag Vale looks pitiful.
Well, you know, no, Crag Vale, Rich, looks beautiful.
Well, it's got bunting.
Yeah.
Clive, I think we answered that one. We smashed it. Thank you very much. Advert.
What is the sort of noise you would make as an adult going down a slide?
Oh!
How is that different to the sound you'd make on a roundabout?
Oh, this is shit. I'm dizzy. I won't get off.
And what about, imagine you're being pushed by me on a giant swing.
Oh, harder, Chris. Harder.
Oh, I wish.
Right. Third hack of the night.
So we are counting
them in tonight.
We are counting the literal shit hack as a hack, are we?
Well, yeah.
Even though
I
didn't even
like
really
I...
do it.
It was a... No, it's a brief wipe.
Oh, God. So, Rich, this one is anonymous.
Right.
Maybe it's your friend from the Patreon.
No username. They've actually got... I like that.
Richie, you used to live in Eastbourne.
Yes.
A town near Who?
Correct. There was a place called Who, yes.
You now live in where?
I do.
There is a river Wye. I believe there is also a town called Wye. Maybe. And I bet there is a when, they say. What is the longest sentence you can make with places in England/the UK?
Well, this is a great question. No username. Let's call them no username. Chris, I've done a little bit of research on, shall we say, some of the more curious place names in England, because that was the parameter that were given, that would, in my opinion, also be not just unusual place names, but might actually feature to construct a sentence. In no particular order, this is what I have. Shitterton. Bitchfield.
Oh, God.
Cox.
Great.
Swell. Slaughter. Nether Wallop.
Good.
Wet Wang.
Oh, Richard Whiteley was the mayor of Wet Wang.
There we
Countdown.
Go. Yeah. It's in Yorkshire. Fingering Ho.
Yes, in Essex, yes.
Barking. Beer. Cockermouth. Cold Wind. Crackpot. Fanny Barks.
Oh, come on.
I promise you. Golden Balls.
Okay.
Licky End. Pant.
Good.
Pratt's Bottom.
Yep.
Shags.
Shags.
S-H-A-G-G-S.
Okay.
Shingay come Wendy.
Sure. Is that all one thing?
Yeah.
Sounds like a saga.
It's one of those ones where, so it's Shingay hyphen come hyphen Wendy.
Yeah, it's like a place name and a narrative arc.
Splat.
Yep.
Stains. Thong. Titty ho.
Good.
Ugly.
Oh.
So.
Hang on a second. Can I just get a place name in there that you didn't say?
Yeah, of course you can. I need to have more to add to the vocabulary.
Bellend. My favourite place name in the country.
What, even before Shingay come Wendy?
Okay, yeah, until then.
Okay. I'll have Bellend in. So, to create a sentence, which was the question from No Username, the only liberties I've taken is to add in sort of like a few A to the, that kind of thing, you know, to construct the sentence. That's fair enough. Or is it not?
I'm going to allow it.
I've come up with, and I'm sure there may be better out there, a cold wind wallops cocks to splat ugly shags.
Oh, brilliant. Give it one more time.
A cold wind wallops cocks to splat ugly shags.
So you use A at the start and a 2 in there.
Other than that, the rest of them are all locations in England.
Could you not replace the 2 with your own hometown of where? What would that sentence be like now?
A cold wind wallops cocks where splat ugly shags.
That works.
That's even better. Oh, brilliant. This is pros. It's just a shame we haven't got Fanny Barks. Here's something for you. Bit of homework in between seasons 3 and 4. Promise you, no matter where we are out, actually physically hacking, we will come back in the first episode with some of your most creative sentences using strange place names in the United Kingdom. TravelHackerPodcast@gmail.com. Shags.
Shall we do our final hack of the season before Gretchen's letter, Rich?
Gretchen's letter, Shitbags, is in Gloucestershire. But yes, let's go through it and let's make sure we have time for Gretchen.
Okay. This is a very short one, so that should really help. It's sent on, I can't remember which of the social media channels, from Barthy or Bathy83. It just says, and I love the direct to the pointness of this, slough to Margit on Friday rush hour. Now, for our international listeners, as you know, we're at least 15% USA.
Yeah. What's happened to the Swedes this season?
Oh, they've completely been replaced by the American Midwest.
Which is a shame because we were really looking forward to Hackstock, a festival in Stockholm where we would meet up with our European travel hackers. Now, what with the pandemic and the way that the Midwestern fans have really come to the fore, what has happened to the Swedes? Where are you?
Yeah, I mean, literally, I think in a sliding doors type moment, a couple of Swedes wrote in at the start of the season, and as we were unlocking into season 4, we'd have been booking our flights to Stockholm.
I know.
Instead, I'm just thinking all about going to Lake Winnebago.
Yes, in a Winnebago with the Patriots money, like Arthur Fowler and the Christmas money off of the Queen Vic bar.
Now that is a ludicrously niche reference.
Some will get it. Right, what's Barthy got to say for us?
So Barthy is slough to Margate on a Friday rush hour.
Okay, all right.
To give these international guys some context, Rich. Slough and Margate, what are they?
Windsor Castle, that's where the Queen lives at the moment. It's just outside of London. If you've ever come to London in a plane and landed at Heathrow, you've probably seen Windsor Castle. You certainly have heard of it. Harry and Meghan got married there. You've heard of them. But there's a shit town next door to Windsor. It's called Slough.
Oh, God. Poor Slough. Is it that bad?
Hey, Ricky Gervais set the office there. That says it all.
Popular show.
Popular show. Very popular show. Not saying it's not, but Wernham Hogg was meant to be set in Slough because it was just so dull.
Right, okay. So I understand why on a Friday rush hour, Barfi 83 wants to get out of Slough.
Yeah.
So what's Margit then?
Right. Margit, which you are very pointedly referring to as Margit. Margit is a seaside town on the North Kent coast. Some would say it is the southerly point of the Thames estuary. If you go up north, it would be Harwich for the northerly point. But yeah, it's right on that point. But it is a good old-fashioned English seaside town. I've holidayed there a couple of times. It's fantastic. But Chaz and Dave, those Cockney funsters that I know that you and I both cherish with their hits of the late 70s and early 80s, had a song called Down to Margit, which was all about escaping London town, getting on a coach and getting down to Margit with your friends and family.
I don't know if you ever did this as a kid, but I genuinely, just to big up my East London credentials, over the summer, we would go on a Beano. And Margit is one of those places famous for people going on a Beano. And Beano, I've only ever heard in two contexts before. I don't know the etymological root of the word. But a Beano is a children's magazine cartoon book.
Yep.
And a trip to the seaside. They're the only two terms of which I know. So a Beano to Margit is effectively what Barfi 83 wants.
For our second EastEnders reference of this episode, whenever the cast go away on a Beano, it's either to Southend or to Margit.
Yep.
So, yes, that is your geography for our international listeners as we mourn our Swedish friends. So, how would you get there? This is going to be our final hack of this season, so I thought we'd make it a good one. The obvious answer would be jump in the car, M4, M25, and then onto the motorway down to Kent. But on a Friday afternoon, that's hell. And that is why Barthy's not wanting to do that. Mm. So I'm not going to give that as an answer. You'll be expecting me, that great fan of train travel, to tell you to get the train into London, into Paddington, get on the Circle Line across to St Pancras, and then to jump on the southeastern high-speed train link, which takes you out of St Pancras on the Channel Tunnel Rail Link as far as Northfleet, and then on the traditional lines out to Kent. Even though that's really quick, I'm not going to give that as an answer either. Christopher?
I'm lost, mate.
We're going to go by boat.
Oh, for crying out loud.
So, Slough is so close to Windsor, which the River Thames runs through. These days, one thing that COVID has taught us, post-pandemia, our workplace can be so different.
Yeah.
So the pressures and companies are so much more flexible. I think it really opens up the River Thames as the way for Barthy to make his way. I'm assuming it's him. But it could be a Lady Barthy to make their way home. Lady Barthy sounds rude.
Lady Barthy. She's definitely appeared in an episode of Downton once.
So here's the journey, right? The first bit of research I've done is to find the speed limit on the Thames. Unless you are a commercial authorised vehicle by the Port of London Authority, the speed limit is 12 knots. Which equates to 13 miles an hour.
I'm not doing this again. Okay.
I've done it for us this time. Okay. So the next thing I've done is to work out by river, and this has taken some research, how many miles it is from Slough to Margate. Mm. So obviously the Thames winds its way. It's a very windy river. Mm. We all know that. And then once it's past the Thames barrier, fairly straight out of the Thames estuary, following the coast to that southern tip of the Thames estuary to Margate, it's 117 miles.
Ooh.
How long does it take to travel 117 miles at 13 miles an hour?
9 hours.
is exactly the correct answer.
I know, because you just asked me the question and I answered it.
Yeah, but I hadn't asked you to answer it.
Oh, you want me to? Okay, ask quickly. It again and I'll pretend I didn't guess it straight away because that was the question.
How long does it take to travel 117 miles at 13 miles an hour?
I don't know, like 25 minutes?
A little bit longer than that. It's 9 hours, actually.
Wow!
But Chris, once again, post-COVID, yeah, in this post-pandemia world,
yeah,
I think it's taught us to take life slower. And I think people are open to a 9-hour commute on a Friday as we ease our way into the weekend. So the next question, and the final question, it's the one that you always point at me, is how much would this cost?
Yeah. I mean, it's not the only question I've got, but it's definitely one of them.
I have found a Windsor day boat cruising hire place that hires out boats. The clue's in the name. For a whole day, because you'd need it for the 9 hours, you could hire Little Lady, which is an electric-powered boat. I'm going to show you a picture of it, Chris.
Little Lady.
There she is, Little Lady.
My God.
She has an all-weather canopy, just in case that Friday's not good. An FM stereo music system with Bluetooth for all your audio devices.
Important.
A USB charging socket, although it's an electric-powered boat, so don't use that. You might run out of fuel.
You're not the salesman, Rich. Cut to the price.
Dogs are welcome. To hire it for the day, £134.
Okay, so we need to hire it for 2 days because we need to get it back the next day.
Go back on the Monday.
It's still a 2-day hire, though, isn't it?
Oh, no, actually, that would then be a 4-day hire. Hang on. 4-day hire. Oh, it doesn't give prices for 4 days. You just have to multiply the 134 by four. It's picking up a bit.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
And another thing, and I think you do need to post a photo of Little Lady so our listeners can see this.
I will do.
I've seen it. Talk to me your first reaction as Little Lady approaches the Thames barrier and starts to head out into open sea.
My first reaction was, why didn't I get on the train to Paddington? Oh, it would bob about. I hadn't thought about that. I mean, this is a boat designed for the Thames.
That is not making it past Hammersmith Bridge, mate.
No, that's not fair. It would make it quite happily to the Thames barrier.
That's nonsense. You and me, yeah, famously traveled up and down the Thames in one of those enormous clippers. I'm sorry, if Little Lady was on that stretch of the Thames, yeah, we would be, I don't know, drowned or rescued or arrested or something.
It's 19 foot long, all right? There are people who don't have access to social media, okay, who won't be able to see me tweet a picture. It's 19 foot. We're not talking some shitty little dinghy here.
6 metres. So that's three people head to toe in a straight line heading out past the Isle of Sheppey.
We'd stay close to shore.
Bloody close.
Oh, dear. After starting so well with a successful hack, I'm getting the flavour that you're not having this one.
Okay. To be fair, I don't have a hack for this one, so you've got more than me.
But so that's the
so
one.
Nervous was I of where you were going. I have a web page here, and I had Googled, what is the nearest airport to Margate?
It'll be Cliff. I think the Cliff Airport in Kent.
Okay, well, that didn't come up. Southend came up, which is the other side of the Thames estuary.
Well, we'll take Lady Chloe from the other side of the Thames.
Oh, she's changed name, has she? She's never named before.
Oh, no, Lady Chloe, that's me on a Friday night.
Oh.
There was actually a really I was on this site for a while. There was a really posh boat called Lady Diana, but that didn't feel right.
Oh. In somewhere in Portugal, there is a Lady Diana Avenue, and people sit on the corner of that road and pull the doe-eyed face and post for photos next to it. And in no way am I going to admit to being one of those people.
I don't want to see you doe-eyed ever
again. Rich, that was
yes
a dreadful final hack of the season. Well done.
Thank you very much. You put this podcast together. You're the one that governs timings. Mm. We've promised people that we would include Gretchen's letter in the final podcast of the season.
I think we
Where
should do
are
it.
We?
I think we should do it, Rich.
Let's go for it.
I think we owe it to Gretchen. I think you probably should start with an apology.
What for?
To Gretchen.
What for?
For all the times that you've rejected her. The weird reference last
rejected.
Week about climaxing with her.
Yeah, at the end of the season, which is what we're doing right now. Literally right. The last thing.
So we are climaxing right now?
We are. This is it. We're about to come and deliver Gretchen's letter.
Hello, Richie and Chris. Do you know what or where the mitten is? Off the top of your head without Googling it.
No.
Well, I've got a rough idea, but I'm going to keep going because your answer is immediately no. I'm so excited. Anyway, I discovered your podcast just this summer when Chris, during the final moments of either The Bugle or The Last Post, blah, 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 mentioned it very quickly. I am not yet completely caught up. Hello, Gretchen.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Bet she is now.
But I just love hacking travel. Although, if hard pressed, I don't know if I could adequately define travel hacking.
Hey, on any given night, not sure we can.
May I share a quick anecdote?
Yes.
And then she puts in brackets, rhetorical question. Thank you for diving in. She just done you. She just done you with a 3-month-old letter. My boyfriend, Jeff, and I take an annual trip to the panhandle of Florida to visit dear friends and enjoy some warm sun.
Pause. This suggests to me that if she's referring to the panhandle as Florida, that the mitten is another geographical part of the United States.
Rich, you know what? I've always liked your hidden, like, there is an inner smart guy in there somewhere. And I love seeing it pop out.
Thank you.
It is an easy 2-day drive.
Is the mitten the rest of the United States and Florida is the panhandle? Because if you think about it, a mitten's just got like a thumb, hasn't it?
Right, so you're saying that Florida is the thumb of the mitten?
Correct.
It is an easy 2-day drive or a hard 1-day drive from the mitten.
The rest of the United States.
1 year on the return trip, we got stuck in some horrible traffic due to road construction near Louisville.
Louisville.
That's
Kentucky.
Okay, there you go. Easily a 3-hour delay. And not just for us, but everybody who has been hoodwinked into it. People were playing frisbee in the median. People were running into the underbrush to take a whiz. We feel the state of Kentucky should have put up some warning signs about seeking an alternate route because it was bad. I looked at Google Maps during that mess and figured out a route of back roads we could have taken had we only known. Since then, we avoid congestion and I'd love to share my method with you. Some of your conversations remind me of the conversations Jeff and I have whilst taking one of my shortcuts. For example, while driving on a city road through Nashville, underneath the freeway we are avoiding, Jeff said, I quote, that traffic seems to be moving along pretty well. Again, why are we avoiding it? It is at that point that I have to defend my decision. I don't know where this story is going now, but I'm going to keep going. According to Google Maps, there was a bad traffic accident here a while ago. Maybe they've cleared it all away. Don't tell Jeff, but sometimes I just want to have a closer look at the place that the freeway affords us. Legit.
Yes. Where's the hack? Where's the question?
Am I boring you?
Is that the question?
Do I have the right email address? I have loads more to tell you and ask you. Loads and loads. Are you still taking questions and comments from your listeners? Thank you, Gretchen. That was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you, Gretchen.
I think Gretchen's hack is stay off the motorway.
I think a couple of things. I think people will now understand why it's taken 10 episodes to find room for Gretchen's letter. But having put the time aside to hear Gretchen's letter, Gretchen is the poster girl for Richie Firth Travel Hacker. That is the very essence of this podcast. Because as we've said so many times, sometimes the obvious way isn't the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not just a mantra for you to remember when you're planning a journey, but that is a mantra to remember as you close your eyes at night and as you rest your head on the pillow. Times are tough, but often the right way isn't the obvious way. Look after yourselves, and we will see you soon. We don't know when, we don't know where. One of us is vaccinated, and soon we will activate. Together in travel.
Rich, you didn't answer the question. Was Gretchen boring you?
That's one for the Patreons. Bonus content.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.